Alderman Brian Hopkins joins the show here. We have lots of things to talk about, but let's start first things first. I know, Alderman, you were listening in there as we heard from Dr. Copin, and I think there's some things going on in your ward, too, about vaccines, the availability, which is in a lot of people's minds right now. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yes, it is, Anna. Thank you for having me. Yes, I was listening to Dr. Copin. Always informative. He always provides good information, and I'm glad he was able to discuss the continued need for masking, even as we're all hopefully getting vaccinated. I've conducted 3 vaccination clinics in my ward, and I'm about to conduct a 4th. And we are going to the Pfizer vaccine, so it will be 1 of 2 doses. And I believe my clinic will be the first one in the city of Chicago under phase 2 eligibility, which means anyone over 16, no other requirements. You don't need pre-existing medical conditions or to be working as a frontline person, 16 years of age and older. That's it. And we're going to open it up, and hopefully the remaining people who have been patiently waiting are going to respond, and we can finish the job of vaccinating every Chicagoan.
Yeah, I saw you tweeting about this over the last few days. Hey, we've got some leftover spots. Come on out there. Come get them. The demand, I'm assuming, really high in your ward, too. You're seeing that, aren't you?
Yeah, it has been. The last clinic, we did 1,000, and that was the Johnson & Johnson product, which seemed to go okay. It had very few complaints, just a few minor side effects, headache and fever, that sort of thing. But we did have about 40 doses left over at the end of the day, just people who didn't keep their appointment. So I went to Twitter, which I'm glad you saw the tweet, and people were able to respond quickly. We just didn't want to waste a single dose.
No, I hear you on that. Any concerns you have about availability with this shift? We've got to move things around a little bit while that J&J is on hold. Any concerns there, Alderman?
Well, it doesn't help, although the Johnson & Johnson dosage was by far the smallest percentage of the vaccines in the Chicago area. Pfizer and Moderna were really the big two. So it doesn't hurt us too much, but it does hurt. You know, it potentially causes additional hesitancy. People who aren't following the story in close detail are just going to hear, wait, there's a problem with one of the vaccines. And that misinformation can really spread and take hold just as we're getting to the point where we literally want every person 16 years of age and older to get vaccinated. It runs counter to that message. So the timing couldn't be worse, but I don't anticipate it's going to have a significant impact on the supply. In the coming weeks, you're really going to see a change. There won't be this desperation where you're trying so hard to find an appointment and you just can't. I really predict by the first week of May, anyone who wants one is going to be able to get one without too much trouble. So that's a big change from where we've been the past few weeks, where people have expressed frustration that the websites crash, the phones are busy, they just can't get an appointment when they want to. Gratefully, that's about to change.
Good to hear. Just a couple minutes left, Alderman. This seems very secondary, lower priority in the grand scheme of things right now as things sit. But long term for the city, it will be meaningful. I know the Tribune did a block by block analysis of North Michigan Avenue, part of that in your ward, the Water Tower area, the Macy's, made a lot of news. But they actually went block by block and they found that there's some real problems there in terms of businesses shut, a huge tax driver and economic engine for our city.
Yeah, they actually did a valuable service to us by giving us that snapshot of where we're at. That's very helpful. One takeaway from that, though, is the big three in terms of the vacant retail spots right now, which, of course, would be Macy's and then the former Gap store at Ohio and Michigan and also the Apple store. It's important to point out those three vacancies occurred pre-pandemic. They were in the works before the pandemic hit. So that really didn't have anything to do with the current economic crisis, you know, that we're facing from, you know, whatever was left of the lockdown. Michigan Avenue was actually in a transformative state before the pandemic and before the unfortunate looting incidents of last year. So it's been accelerated, obviously, and impacted by the continuing crisis. But there is hope. And the real estate brokers tell me that there's interest in all of those properties, even though there's vacancies and possibly even more to come in the future. What we're seeing is potential tenants are calling with lowball offers and property owners are rejecting those offers and saying, well, we're going to hold out. You know, the market's going to find its level. And at some point, I think you're going to see new tenants coming back to Michigan Avenue.
That'd be good to see. You know, I don't know if you knew that, know this or not, but Maria Pappas, the Cook County Treasurer, came on this show, and she made a bit of news when she kind of went off about how she did not want the Target. I'm sure you've heard she doesn't want the Target there at the Macy's or anywhere in the water tower. She doesn't think it belongs there. I'm wondering, do you know, is the Target going in?
As I said, there's interest from a variety of potential tenants, and I have had in the past, I've had community meetings on just about anything new for Water Tower Place in particular. I'm going to continue to do that, but I can't have community meetings or even start soliciting community opinion on rumors. If I did that, I'd be having one every week, and it would just be driving people crazy. So I don't want to comment on rumors when they become more than a rumor, whether it's Target or anybody. That's when we'll put it in front of the community and we'll solicit opinions from everyone, you know, including Treasurer Pappas, who is a community member, but she's only one opinion. You know, there's a lot of other opinions out there, and particularly with that one potential retailer, I heard from as many people who would have welcomed it as those who would have opposed it. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But right now, that was just a rumor, and it hasn't really amounted to anything more than that at this point.
Yeah, I'm sure you heard from a number of people, Alderman. I'm quite sure of that, and all different types of opinions. Will you come back on the show and tell us when you know? Just kind of give us your take on what's going on there.
Yes, be glad to. And also for anyone who's looking for that storied Pfizer appointment, go to my Twitter feed, follow me on Twitter, Alderman Hopkins, or my Facebook page at Alderman Hopkins, and announcements for the Pfizer availability will be made there.
Yeah, that's an awesome service you're doing there for your community. I know you've been very responsive to those concerns. Thank you, Alderman. Thanks for the time this afternoon.
Thanks, Dan. Be well.